all of a sudden the mobile phone service disappeared. 3G that was pretty good across most of Honolulu suddenly vanished. So people relying on Wi-Fi communication. So obviously you can imagine that there is a concern for a number of those tourists who would be here. But Hawaiians grow up with this. They learn about it. You look at, in the telephone directory in the front page, it shows evacuation routes, much like in Southern California, people prepare for the big one. But it's the tourists, and there are 100,000 tourists here. This is peak season. A lot of them obviously not familiar with the procedure, and those are the people that the mayor and the emergency services are trying to reach. What they're telling us here is that this is a dynamic situation. This is not a single event. So don't be fooled by that first gentle wave that kind of lapped at the shores that people are used to here in Hawaii. They're saying that that could be the prelude to something much worse. This could be an event that could go on for hours, and it is very difficult to predict the swell. Obviously, there are experts, there are buoys, as we've heard from the experts on Sky News throughout the course of the day, that are measuring water levels, and that gives them some indication. But this is a changing one, and they're just telling people at the moment to stay in until you get the all clear. This could be several hours. Just stay as high and dry as you can.